Phoneboy Speaks, episode 240, Where to Park.
Currently traveling right now, and I'm reminded of something that has always bugged me about mapping apps. Because the time that I use the mapping apps, I'm going to, I'm going to a large city usually. So, for example, I will use it when I try and find a place in Seattle, because I don't know Seattle that well. And I, unless it's someplace I've been many times, I need a little help navigating once I'm inside the city, because it's not, I know how to get to Seattle. That part's easy. But I need, I need the mapping when I'm there. And so what I really need, though, is not the mapping to the place, but to a parking spot that's near the place. Because let's face it, I find the spot, find the place, and go, oh, that's great. Well, you know, now I need to park. And unfortunately, none of the mapping apps that I'm aware of will tell you how to park or tell you where to park. And well, let's take it a step further now. Let's say that, you know, not only do I want to find the nearest parking spot, but maybe I want to find the nearest parking spot that's a spot that's not too far away that's pretty cheap, right? Because, you know, there are different parking garages, at least in Seattle, and I know in San Francisco this is the case too. There's lots of ways to park, but I'd like to find a parking lot that's maybe empty, right? Or, you know, maybe not too full, and maybe a parking spot that's not too expensive, right? Because parking in a big city like Seattle or San Francisco is expensive. And you need to have, you need to factor that into your decision, right? It would be nice to know if, here are the five parking lots closest to where you're trying to go. You know, this one's full, this one's not full, and the prices are XYZ. So, allow me to make the choice to drive to a particular parking lot, and then, I'm done, right? And again, no mapping app does this right now. And I don't know why that no mapping app does this. Maybe they don't have the data. You'd think Google would do something like this. I mean, Google has transit directions and driving directions and biking directions. Why not directions to the nearest parking spot? I don't, that would be a freaking killer app. And maybe I'm just a tech douchebag and thinking that that anybody else would want this. But that's really when I use these mapping apps. And that's really what I want, is not to the place that I'm going, but to the nearest parking spot to that place. Because, or at least nearest parking garage. And again, this probably only works in, large cities, right? I mean, it's probably not going to work in, like some of the suburbs of San Francisco, for instance. But certainly in downtown San Francisco or downtown Seattle or, maybe even in Bellevue, right? I mean, maybe not Bellevue, but anyway, some big enough city where this information is available, this would be a killer app. And somebody needs to create this. And, I don't know that they're going to make millions off of it, because let's face it, you can get maps for free on your phone. But I mean, this would be a killer app. And, this is something that we need. But maybe I'm wrong. And this is just my, my tech douche bagginess speaking. But this is what we need.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.